Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
One of the most effective ways to curtail terrorist activity is by cracking down on their financial support networks. In late September, the United States Department of the Treasury designated the Lebanese entities Arch Consulting and Myanmar Construction for being owned, controlled, or directed by Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. The Treasury Department also designated Sultan Khalifa Assad, who is involved with both of these companies, for being an official of Hezbollah. The designations are pursuant to Executive Order 13224, as amended. Arch and Myanmar are two of several companies controlled by Hezbollah's Executive Council, of which Sultan Khalifa Assad is a member. Indeed, from the very beginning, Arch and Myanmar have been associated with Hezbollah. Sultan Khalifa Assad is publicly listed as a founder of Myanmar, and a number of individuals included in the company's registration documents also have public ties to Hezbollah. Arch Consulting was previously part of the U.S.-designated Jihad al-Bina company, Hezbollah's main construction company. Today, Arch is nominally independent, but it remains an important source of funding for Jihad al-Bina and is registered under the name of a Hezbollah-supported candidate in the 2004 municipal elections. Outwardly, Arch and Myanmar project a privately owned appearance, and Hezbollah exploits this illusion by using these two entities to conceal money transfers to its own accounts, enriching Hezbollah's coffers and the bank accounts of corrupt officials. For example, Hezbollah collaborated with former Lebanese minister Youssef Finyanus to ensure that Arch and Myanmar won Lebanese government contracts worth millions of dollars, and the company sent a portion of those funds to Hezbollah's executive council. For these and other activities on behalf of Hezbollah, Youssef Finyanus was designated by the U.S. Treasury Department in early September. Through Hezbollah's exploitation of the Lebanese economy and manipulation of corrupt Lebanese officials, companies associated with the terrorist organization are awarded government contracts, said Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin. The United States remains committed to targeting Hezbollah and its supporters as they corruptly abuse Lebanese resources to enrich their leaders while the Lebanese people suffer from inadequate services.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.